So here's the million-dollar question. How are men like us who work hard, have good motives, and a God-given purpose supposed to fulfill the calling on our lives and the dreams in our hearts, all while establishing sexual integrity, thriving relationships, and a meaningful connection with God? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Sathya Sam. Welcome to Unleash the Man Within. What is up, my man? It's Sathya Sam here. Welcome to Unleash the Man Within. Thank you so much for listening. It's an honor to have you here, and I'm super excited. We're going to jump into today's content. Before I do that, thank you to those of you who are sharing our content, leaving ratings and reviews. They mean so much to me. And if you haven't done that yet and you've gotten some value out of the podcast, these ratings and reviews actually help us reach way more people. And so if you're willing to take a couple minutes, that really goes a long way for us. We really appreciate it. And if you haven't subscribed to us on YouTube yet, we are active on the YouTube, as my Indian auntie would say. And so I'd love to see you over there. If you're not already subscribed, make sure you do that. The link is in the show notes, and we'll see you there. Okay. What we're going to jump into today is integrity 2.0. It's funny. I actually was going to call this redefining integrity. And then I realized that actually I did an episode called Redefining Integrity almost a year ago to the date, not quite, but in March 2023. Integrity is a subject that I've thought about a lot, and I'm sure you can imagine why. You know, grew up Christian, pastor's kid, eventually a pastor myself, struggled with a porn addiction for a majority of that time, 15 years, and wanted to live in integrity, didn't always feel like I was doing it, but then at the same time, I was a really good dude. You know, it's not like I was some terrible person. I lived with tons of integrity in tons of other areas of my life. And so I've often wrestled with this subject because my heart's cry is to walk in integrity. You know, I want God to look at me and see Sathya, a man of integrity, a man who does what he says, a man that is reliable, a man that is consistent in his lifestyle. And I've worked hard to step more and more in that direction, but still tons of areas to improve and you know, falling short all the time. But I found some language recently, and this is part of we're doing a bit of an overhaul, sort of with the company and in a lot of different areas, especially on the brand side of things. And in some of the conversations I've been having, it's brought out some really good stuff in me that I haven't really been able to articulate before. And one of the questions was, you know, why do you care about helping guys quit pornography? And there's obvious answers, like, you know, pornography is destroying their lives, so I want them to have better lives. And, you know, pornography is hindering people spiritually, and it's stopping us from walking in holiness and, you know, doing the things God's called us to do. And so this gives us a chance to do those things. You know, if we can quit porn, we can walk in our callings and whatever. And that's language I've used before. And, you know, we've previously defined integrity on the podcast as, you know, doing the right thing 9 times out of 10 and willing to take on the consequences that 10% of the time that you fall short. I like that definition, and I want to build on it a little bit today based on what's come out of some of these conversations. One of the things that drove me crazy when I was addicted to pornography is the sense of hypocrisy, because I am a good guy, and I am genuine, and I am sincere, and I am a man of my word, you know, for the most part. And it bugged me that people knew most of me and saw me for who I was, but there was this part of my life that no one knew about. You know, it was protected, it was locked away and hidden. And I've been trying to kind of put language to why did that bother me so much, and why is that not integrity, you know? And it's allowed me to actually construct what I would call as a new definition of integrity that we're looking to sort of insert into the work that we're doing. And I'm excited to share it with you guys. I think you're going to find it really helpful, actually. So the basic premise here is there's two elements that come with integrity, okay? One is the conviction of what integrity is. If you ask two different people, you know, what does it mean to have integrity? They might give you similar definitions, but then you might ask, well, you know, let's be controversial. You know, if a woman is sexually abused and gets pregnant out of that sexual abuse, and she decides to not have the child, she aborts the baby because she doesn't want it, she's not ready for it, whatever the reason is. And she is convinced that's the right thing to do because she's, you know, whatever the arguments are, she's making the world a better place by not having this baby raised in a really broken home by a broken mother and, you know, whatever, whatever. There's lots of arguments. Again, I'm not trying to go too far there. She has a conviction of what it means to do the right thing. And if you're like me and you're more conservative leaning, you would probably then agree that the right thing to do actually would be maybe to not abort the baby, to keep him, to raise him to the best or her to the best of your abilities. And in the process, you know, hope that God grants you the wisdom and, you know, you make the most of it, but you don't abort because abortion is so, harsh, you know, that's murder. So conviction, right? Two different convictions. But what would make that person living with integrity? It's when the lifestyle or the decisions match the conviction. And in fact, I'll actually give you a really cool story of somebody that I know that I'm actually relatively close with that had this exact experience, went to an abortion clinic, and while waiting to do some of the paperwork, heard the Holy Spirit say, "I want you to have this baby." And she dropped the clipboard and she walked out, and she's due very soon. Very proud of her for making that decision. Not easy to do. But that's a great example of somebody who had a conviction and she was getting mixed opinions and mixed voices on what to do. And while she's in the clinic, she's realizing that the decision she's making is not flush with the convictions of her heart. And the Holy Spirit helps her realize this. So what do we get from all this? Well, we get that integrity is actually when there is no gap between conviction and lifestyle. Integrity is no gap between conviction and lifestyle. And what I want to encourage you in today is if you look at your life and there's areas that are painfully obvious where conviction and lifestyle are miles apart, those areas need to be addressed. Because when we fail to live in integrity, when we fail to observe biblical integrity, you and I are shells of the people that God has designed us to be. You know, when I look at my own life, it's interesting because I think about the last probably 2 years of recovery. And I actually start to have a lot more confidence. I start to get more opportunities professionally. I start to grow in many areas of my life. And I wasn't even fully free yet, but I was narrowing the gap between integrity and lifestyle. I was making an earnest effort for those things to be seamless, you know, without any kind of notable gap between the two. And am I perfect today? Of course not. Plenty of areas that I can narrow this gap in. But the point I'm making is there are areas right now in your life where you know there's a lack of integrity. There's a lack of congruency between conviction and lifestyle. And I want to implore you, rather than sweeping those areas under the rug, tackle them head on. Now is the time, because on the other side of integrity is growth, is opportunity, is health, is connection, is spirituality. There are things that are suffocating. There are things that have been put on hold because of that gap. And if we can really get a hold of this, the world can become a better place. Honestly, I'm so convinced if we change the man, we change the world. That's why this podcast exists. Change the man, change the world. And how do you change the man? Well, you help him live in more integrity. You eliminate the gap between conviction and lifestyle. So there are two sides of the same coin. That's what I'm dreaming about for you guys. And that's what I want to invite you into today. And look, you know what area that is. Maybe it is a porn addiction or some sexual misbehavior. Maybe it's something else with your finances or at work or, you know, with your friends or I don't know. But wherever the consistency is, you know, physical health is another big one. Wherever the inconsistency might be, I want to encourage you, tackle it today and tackle it head on. And you're listening to this podcast. This is a great place for you to get some help. If you are looking for recovery help, we have a book called The Last Relapse. We offer strategy calls for people who are interested in our program. It's all there. It's available to you. But do something. Let's narrow that gap so that more changed men can make this world a better place. Hey, God bless you guys. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye. Hey, everybody. It's Thea again. Thanks for listening to Unleash the Man Within. I wanted to take a quick moment to let you know about a free ebook that I wrote for you called The Ultimate Guide to Porn Recovery. It provides a basic framework for the recovery process and a few of my top tips completely free of charge. You can get it now at www.ultimaterecoveryguide.com. That's www.ultimaterecoveryguide.com. Now, if you've been impacted by the podcast and you want to show some support in less than 60 seconds, there are three ways you can do that. First, you can leave a rating or review on your podcast platform. This lets people like you know that the content here is valuable. Secondly, you can share this episode with someone in your life that might benefit from the content. If you're passionate about helping other people experience freedom and success in their lives, this is one of the easiest ways to do that. And lastly, you can subscribe. I personally only listen to the podcast that I subscribe to. If you're seeking daily encouragement, guidance, and insight in your recovery journey, I highly recommend subscribing to Unleash the Man Within. Thanks for listening. I look forward to connecting with you very, very soon.
The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast by Sathya Sam and his guests are for general information only and should not be considered medical, clinical, or any other form of professional advice. Any reliance on the information provided is done at your own risk.